So let's see if I can find any. Okay, yeah. So here's the first group of words. So they're words like papa no.
Mm.
Okay, so let's see if we can find some more. Patapiwin. Okay, so there's api in there. And there's a kind of a... Okay. So he's crouching down. I haven't looked at this, so I'm not sure what it's going to say me. Patastoweo. To fall on top of someone, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I see... I don't know if this is right, but maybe I see asta, asto in there, to place. And then whatever this pa or pat is, I'm not sure if I'm getting this right. But anyway, so... Then I drew little pictures sometimes, like over here, trying to figure out what's going on. Mm. Has something to do with someone going from one place to another, like papano, maybe? Mm. Or it has to do with overlook, patapameo, like wapa in there, apa, patapameo, to overlook something or look above something. Mm. And then this other one, patapio, to crouch down. Okay, so I don't know exactly what's going on there, but I tried to get an image of that.
Mm.
And then, pasipe. Okay? So you've got pasipeao, I guess. Is that in your dialect? He flies just above the water?
Pasipebano?
Yeah, so that'd be...
Pasipebano.
Okay, so you put bano at the end, but you've got pasipe. So I guess the pe is from nipe, or nipi, water.
Pahpasi.
Yeah.
Pahpasi is when something is skimming over.
Exactly. Pahpasi. Exactly. It seems to have some quality of being above.
Mm-hmm.
And these other things seem to, I don't know if they connect, but this one, patapameo, to overlook something.
Patapameo.
Yeah. Maybe there's a connection. I don't know.
Mm.
So I was looking for, so here's another one. Baka or baki. Bakao. It's swollen?
Pahpano?
Pakipano?
Yeah, pakipano.
It's like it swells up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pakipiteo.
Paskipiteo?
You maybe. Is it in what your it gums, in your teeth? This one says he has a swelling of the gums.
Pakapiteo.
Yeah.
Pakapiteo?
So it'd be a wee bit in there.
Yeah,
bit.
Pakapiteo.
Yeah. And paka, a swelling. Swelling of the teeth or
pakao.
The gum.
Pakao.
Okay. So there's some quality of swelling that comes in there. I don't know if these fit. I'm just showing you how I tried to think of it. Okay, and then paka or kapa, as in pakasimeo or kapasimeo.
What does it mean?
He bathes or boils someone.
Hmm?
To boil someone or something.
Mm.
So I see in that... I don't know if this makes sense, but the simeo, it's something lying like that, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, there's...
And paka, or kapa, I'm not sure what that is. Then there's another one, pakatao, or kapatao.
Kapatao?
Kapatao.
Oh, that means boiling it.
Yeah.
Kapatao.
Okay. Now, this one interests me a little bit, because it seems like maybe they're different dialects here, but one is paka, and the other is kapa, and it's like you're just taking the pieces in whatever dialect, and maybe they've been switched around. So that interested me. Then what do we got here? Pakaha, pakahatuan, or pakahatuweo.
Rainbow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pakahatu.
Yeah.
Pakahatong.
Pakahatong. Okay.
Pakahatong is he plays ball.
Yeah.
So pakahatong is also the same. Almost the same.
So what is the paka or pakaha in playing ball? Is that, what does it tell you about that? Is that telling you something about the shape of the thing? Because you've got...
Pakesong.
Yeah.
Pakao.
Yeah.
Swell.
Yeah, that's it.
So the guy is playing something that is swollen.
Swollen up, yeah. Exactly. So you see what I was up to
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then there's another word. I don't know if this belongs with it or not. Short A. So it'd be paka, to hit something. Like the guy who was hitting the old people. And then, yeah. Pakahogo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A heartbeat, I guess.
Pakahogo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like we call it in English, a pulse. Okay.
Bacawa.
Yeah. What other words have we got? Well, then, yeah, lots of ones in there. Here's one. Paco or papaco. Papaco neo. It's a blister or to peel something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sort of connected with swelling. Sort of connected with that shape. Okay. So what I was trying to do is get a sense of